When I walked in the door, he screamed, "Dad, what's wrong with her?" I said, "She's got a demon. Hand her to me." Now, he didn't understand that. My own son. I grabbed that little girl. I squeezed her in my arms. I knew who I was in Christ. Where do you think I learned this stuff? Reading this book. I learned my spiritual authority. I learned the power that the King had given me by the blood. And so I began to scream, "I rebuke you, Satan. Come out of her in the name of Jesus." She's screaming. A little girl that can't hardly pick one foot up and put it in front of another one. She's like a ball of fire. You can't hold her. Tim couldn't hold her. She was clawing, scratching, climbing the walls in that bathroom. But when I grabbed her in my arms and began to command those demons to leave her, and it took me, I don't know how long. I know I was in there for a while. If I was guessing, I'd say at least 10 or 15 minutes. But you know, that night I thought it was 10 or 15 minutes of the woman over here. I was 45 minutes with that one. You know, so I don't know. You know, like whenever that guy, you know, that night we was in the floor wrestling around, me and Wally, with that woman, and she's screaming and kicking and everything. We're kicking demons out of her. And when we finally got through and got her delivered, and when she looked at me and said, what are you doing on me? You know, what am I doing down here on the floor? You know, I mean, when a woman wakes up and finds a big man like me laying on top of her, she's in church, she wants to know what you're doing. Wally's got her feet and everything else. And I said, "Okay, Wally, she's okay now. We kicked that last one out of her. You can turn her loose now." Well, she got up, dusted herself off, and she said, "Well, I guess I better go home." And she... You've been there, done that several times, Ty. You know what I mean. She walked out that door, and there's two guys standing around. Only two men left whenever this thing started. And I walked up to them. I said, "Whew." I said, "Man." The guy said, "Man, what a battle you had with that girl." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Man." I said, "That was an intensive 10 or 15 minutes, wasn't it?" He said, "What do you mean 10 or 15 minutes? He said, "You were down on the floor with that woman for 45 minutes. Now, see, you don't realize what's going on. So I don't know how long I was down there with Caitlin. All I know, I was screaming at these demons, and she, a little girl that had not enough power at this point, she could not pick up one foot and just walk out by herself. At this point, you had to hold her, help her, you know, to get her to walk in these little bitty steps. He was barely walking. But that evening, she was a ball of fire, and you couldn't hold her. When a demon comes into your body, they can do awful things to your body. I kicked those demons out of that little girl that afternoon, screaming at them, holding her, commanding them demons to come out, reminding them demons that I was the Son of God and I knew who I was in the name of Jesus. And by the name of Jesus, I finally got that little girl set free. And when I did, all of a sudden, she became a little, tiny, lifeless thing in my arms, snubbing, crying. And then Kathy told me today, said last Sunday, she was at church with me and Caitlin, and said her and my Caitlin sat on the front row, and both of them were so perfect that neither one of them talk or anything during the whole service. What happens when you get a demon in you, James? That beast can make you miserable, can't he? How can we get a demon out? We cast them out in the name of Jesus. But if you're intimidated, when a demon manifests, if you go in there crying or pleading with God to do something, let me tell you what that devil's going to tell you. "Oh, you idiot preacher, you. You don't know who you are." I've had demons talk to me many times in my life. And they will call you some of the most foul words. They'll speak wicked things to you. And they do everything they can to make you think they're more powerful than you are. In fact, there was a deliverance that took place a few years ago. I don't remember the name of the little girl, but she was like 10 or 11 years old when this happened. This is well documented. I think this happened in 1974 or 75 in North Carolina or South Carolina. well documented. When they went through the deliverance, there was one holiness preacher and his wife there. They were the only two that really knew their power and authority. He was like 30 years old, a young man. He had read and studied this book in great detail, him and his wife both. And they fasted a week before they went to this deliverance. But when they went in to get this little girl, which was so awful, she was in a mental institution and she couldn't do anything. She couldn't write, she couldn't talk, she could hardly walk. She couldn't do hardly anything. Her hair was all matted and terrible. I mean, she was in awful condition, and no doctor could find out what was wrong with her. So when they went through the deliverance with this little girl, they had two medical doctors, three nurses, and other people. There are 10 people in this room. 10 people. And when they started into the deliverance, the very first demon was the one that had her hair all messed up. Said it was the most awful hair, all terrible, rough, coarse, not smooth, silky, or nothing. And it took them like an hour and a half to cast this first demon out of this little girl. And as she was be screaming and up in the air and doing all kinds of crazy and attacking them and everything else, I mean, I can only imagine what that entire team, one of them was a Baptist preacher. One of them was a Pentecostal preacher. And one of them was a Baptist priest. I mean, a Catholic priest. The Catholic priest knew more than the Baptist preacher did. The holiness preacher, the Pentecostal preacher, him and his wife knew more than anybody about deliverance. They had really studied God's Word. But when that holiness preacher began to rebuke that demon, for several minutes, nothing happened. Nothing. And everybody thought, well, you know, nothing's going to happen here. You know, he's crazy. And so, all of a sudden, when that demon did manifest, as it said, there was sheer terror in the room when this little 6-year-old or 7-year-old or 9-year-old, whatever she was, girl, went into hysteria and started screaming and all the things she did. Now, this man, when he got that first demon kicked out of her, these doctors were there to check blood pressure and temperature and all this kind of stuff. And they said the blood pressure and it took 3 days to get this little girl set free. The deliverance took 3 full days. And they kicked 13 demons out of this little girl that was totally bound. But the first one that came out of her, the first one that came out of this little girl, it said the minute that demon left, her hair became beautiful and smooth and silky. Right there. The doctor said, that's impossible. That can't happen. But that demon, you have no idea until you've experienced some of these things how this spiritual authority that we learn in the book of Colossians that we have over these demons. Now, just like that girl out there with scoliosis, I am completely convinced that scoliosis is either a group of powerful demons. Now, how did it get into this little girl? Who knows? But it came in when she was born. She was 55 years old. She'd had scoliosis with a twisted spine, with a back, and the last few years, 20 years, she'd been so physically handicapped, and the last couple of those years, she'd been virtually bedridden. I mean, pain, excruciating pain in her whole body. And all that time, if she had have only known the spiritual authority that God had given her. But she finally ran in to somebody that did know his spiritual authority. Isn't it a shame that there's so few of us in the church today? Amen. All of us ought to know this, right? Yes. Every one of us ought to read this word and believe it. You know, when I met Ty, he knows more about demons than anybody I've ever personally known. You know, he knows more about casting out demons than anybody I've ever met. You know, but he gets a lot of people set free from these beasts. You know, that's the gift God's given him. You know, because he knows and understands demons. How did he learn about these things? Reading God's Word. Studying the Word. Now, this spiritual authority, this little girl, each one of these demons took anywhere from an hour to 3 hours to cast out. And I wouldn't even begin to tell you some of the things that happened in that deliverance. You know, it's awful, wicked. I mean, one of the things that happened, and you'll, when I tell you that, I'll tell you one other little thing happened in this deliverance that's recorded. Two doctors in the room saw this. People said, I don't believe that. I ain't going there with you. This little girl became violent and attacked one of the nurses and like killed her. This little tiny girl. I mean, she ripped her face with her fingernails became like claws. And she ripped her face open. And then she reached up and grabbed the woman and ripped all of her clothes off, plumb down to her waist. And then began to bite her and just, I mean, just all over her breast and everything else. Just began to, but blood. And this woman just passed out. They had literally three big men, a 228-pound Baptist preacher and a 220-pound Catholic priest, and then this other little Pentecostal guy who I think weighed about 180, 190 pounds. They all attacked the little girl to pull her off of that woman. And when they got her off of them, the demon spoke out of the little girl and said, you guys don't have any power. Your God don't have any power. Let me show you what my God can do, my boss. And that little girl began to levitate with those two big men across her body. And she levitated all the way to the ceiling and stayed against the ceiling with two big giant men on her body for 10 minutes before she came down. And they continued to rebuke the demon in the name of Jesus. And finally, it come down. Somebody said, I don't believe that. I won't never believe that. Well, let me tell you, you don't understand the devil. You don't understand what they can do. You don't understand the spiritual power that demons can do. I've seen demons do some wicked things. You know, just like that night, that poor little girl. Right here. A little lady that couldn't hardly even hold my hand. She was so weak. You know, it felt like a rag in my hand. I always shake everybody's hand when they come. I said, what's wrong with you? I don't know. She felt awful. I said, you probably got a demon. I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of you. And she didn't do nothing. I said, how do you feel? She said, I feel awful. I just put my hand up on her shoulder like that. I said, you devil of hell. I said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And when I did, man, did she go wild. I mean, it took all of us to hold her. You remember that night, Ty? That little girl, didn't I? He grabbed a hold of that like a duck on a June bug. He loves that, you know. He just gets in there with them. He loves grabbing hold of them demons.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.